Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code RTFP to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Monster Monday that we're recording this week on a Sunday night, primarily because I'm just so excited to tell you guys about my weekend at the Hall of Fame. Why wait, right? Plus, also, we've got some scheduling issues tomorrow morning, so we got to get Emery in with the college draft talking about the SEC top 10 prospects. You definitely want to be catching up on this series on the college draft because it's amazing, just like you definitely want to have the DraftKings app on your phone if you're into fantasy football at all, because it's a blast, especially best ball or DFS. And then, of course, you guys know all about the DK Sportsbook. It's a new week. Who should we focus on this week? What should we focus on this week in terms of spreading the word via social media? Let's focus on TikTok, at Ross Tucker NFL. I am picking someone that follows us on TikTok at Ross Tucker NFL to be the spread the word winner. So just follow us this week on TikTok. That's it. Just follow us on TikTok this week and you'll get, I still have so many awesome press passes from last year and I'm going to start to rack them up this year. I've got the Hall of Fame stuff from this weekend. I got a lot of good swag for you guys that I'm dying to give to you. Just step up and do it. Just follow me on TikTok at Ross Tucker NFL, or have your kids follow me on TikTok. I really don't even care. I'll pick whoever. You hear your kid's name, that's fine. Be like, hey, Alicia, make sure you're following my boy Ross Tucker NFL on TikTok at Ross Tucker NFL. We'll also have a sponsor confirmation email winner. Love those of you that take advantage of our sponsors like ExpressVPN, Express Clothing, Simply Safe. You can even, if you want, go ahead and rate and review the show. I count that as sort of a sponsor confirmation email winner. Then we've got the YouTube shout out, which is always awesome. I love those of you that subscribe to our youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. And then go the extra mile. You make a comment. I see it. Bang. You get, I can almost guarantee, because there's not that many new people that subscribe and make a comment each week, I can almost guarantee you'd get a cameo style shout out for whoever you want. People, I just did another one. People are racking up me announcing the draft order for their fantasy lineups, like for their fantasy drafts. It's unbelievable how many of those I've done on the Cameo app recently, or cameo.com, or however you get at it. By the way, we have a new patron, patreon.com/RTmedia. I love it. Feels like it's been a while since we've announced a new patron, Stephen M. Johnson. I don't know, Stephen, if you just want to hang with the crew or you're looking to get the even money bets in, or, you know, written down, or the Friday picks, the press box grades, power rankings. I don't know what you're going for, Stephen, but you got it. Just like you all are about to get my breakdown of Hall of Fame enshrinement weekend. It's big show time.
The Big Show.
All right, so I thought about getting a guest, But I thought there's actually a decent amount of news that happened since Thursday morning show. You know, we had the Hall of Fame game. There's Matthew Stafford news, Deontay Johnson. There's more Deshaun Watson stuff. So there's other things that we need to get into. Plus, I knew I wanted to tell you about my Hall of Fame experience anyway, right? So, by the way, I am so glad to just stay home the next 4 days and just be in my house. I mean, you go back, not that you guys care that much or whatever, but last weekend I was at the beach and then I went to Philly to go do a speech and then Eagles training camp, then back to the beach. Then I drove back to Pennsylvania to be on side stage for Jason Aldean concert. Monday, drove up to New Hampshire to get my daughters at their camp. Tuesday, drove back from New Hampshire. Both ways, by the way, speaking of daddy sodas, which we're not speaking of at all, but I am just bringing it up. Both ways, I stopped at Treehouse Brewing. So delicious. So good. That place is like heaven. Highly, highly recommend it. Wednesday, I drive to my hometown of Reading, Pennsylvania. I do a speech for the Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. Love speaking engagements, by the way. I mean, there's like president and CEOs of all these big companies. It's awesome. Awesome. So I do the speech on Wednesday night. Then I drive to Manhattan. I think I told you guys this Thursday. I don't know what was going on with the traffic. Get there. Thursday, I do the Jim Rome show from New York City. Then I get to back to central Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, Hershey, where I live, go to bed, get up at 4, drive to Canton, Ohio, probably about 4.5 hours from my home, drop my wife off at the hotel, go to Tom Benson Stadium at the Hall of Fame, and I did the Jim Rome show from Canton, Ohio, from the booth in Canton, Ohio. I'm actually shocked that the Jim Rome show let me do that, but I'm very grateful and appreciative. I think they thought it would be cool, you know, being from the Hall of Fame, and we had a good hookup for the audio and the video, so everything went well. Speaking of that, by the way, before I forget, shout out to one of our Tuckheads, patreon.com/RTmedia, my boy, Steven Soroka, I always forget, man. I think it's Soroka. But I always forget. The dude's awesome. That's all I know. And he called in, which is what I was dying for. I wanted at least one of you guys that listens to me here on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast or watches it, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. I wanted at least one of you to call in so I could talk to you. I think the rest of the folks Thursday and Friday were mainly Jim Rome listeners. Huge audience he has, by the way. Ton of radio affiliates. But Thursday, it was primarily, you know, how much you cared about Deshaun Watson's suspension and what you thought the right number was. Friday was primarily who you think should be in the Hall of Fame that isn't and pitching me on it because I was at the Hall of Fame. And I thought Steven made a really good case for Steve Tasker. I'm a big fan of Steve Tasker's. I think he's deserving. You know what I realized in that exercise, by the way? I don't know how many of you got a chance to listen or watch or whatever. It's really hard to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, there's just a lot of really, really good players that aren't in it. I mean, I could name 30 to 40 that if they got in the Hall of Fame, I would have no issue with it. I wouldn't say that guy's not deserving. 30 or 40. I mean, Patrick Willis and Zach Thomas and DeMarcus Ware and Torrey Holt and Joe Jacoby and Lester Hayes and, I mean, Tasker. And people were calling up about so many different people. Now, Plunkett, I don't really agree with. Several people calling about Plunkett. I'm not so sure about Jim Plunkett. But the point is most of the people that they called in on, I kind of understood. So anyway, the show gets done at 3, get back to the hotel, take like a 30-minute nap because I was toast. And then my wife and I went to the gold jacket ceremony, which is kind of cool. They have you, it's at the Canton Civic Center, and they have everybody in side rooms. So like every one of the Hall of Famers has a side room where all their people, everybody they got tickets for, you know, or they invited, all eats together. So I'm eating in the same place as Tom Coughlin and, you know, whoever from the Jags, right? All these people that know Tony. I was at the table with Jack Mills, who was Tony Baselli's agent. So, you know, that's how they do it. They break you up based on, you know, whose list you were on. And I was obviously on the Tony Baselli list. So ate the food. Then you go into this civic center and they announce all the Hall of Famers that came back for the night. And there was over 100 there. Over 100 came back for that night. Pretty cool. And then they announce the guys getting their gold jacket. And they walk through the gauntlet, right? So you come from one end or the other, and you walk through 50-plus Hall of Famers that all more or less welcome you to the fraternity, welcome you to the club. As of today, there's now 362 Hall of Famers ever. It's a very, very, I mean, think about all the millions of people that have played professional football. I mean, I'm sorry, that have played football, not professional football. I think there's only like 20,000 people that have played professional football, something like that. But it's remarkable for these guys to be able to get to that high of a level. So it was cool to A, see over 100 Hall of Famers. It's interesting because they all walked out. So I was very curious from my standpoint in watching them walk out and seeing how well they walked or didn't, you know, based on position, based on how long they played, all those things. Some of the younger linemen, you know, like Alan Faneca, Steve Hutchinson, really in really good shape. Really good shape, which is hugely important for your joints and for long term. Hugely important. So the gold jacket ceremony, that part of it was pretty cool. Rich Eisen did a good job of emceeing it. He obviously was busting the chops of all the Ohio State fans since Michigan beat them this year, which was pretty funny. So they got the gold jacket. I had heard that that was the best night. I thought that was nice. But I thought Saturday, the enshrinement, the actual speeches, and Saturday night, all the guys have private parties. I was obviously invited to Tony's private party. I thought those were better. So Friday night, we go home. We go back to the hotel, my wife and I. So Friday night was nice. And then we go back Saturday to the stadium. And I don't know if any of you guys caught us, but I was sitting right behind John Robinson and Mike Berry, who was Tony's college coach and offensive line coach, and behind John Matsko, who I guess coached him in the NFL as well. So we got a decent amount. My wife and I got a decent amount of TV time because we just happened to be sitting behind his USC head coach, John Robinson, who was there, and some of the other people that they showed. It's kind of funny. It's wild. Like, I think people, you would really love to go because there's just like NFL players walking around everywhere, mainly former NFL players, obviously. But Bryant Young had all the Niners from the 90s and the early 2000s were there, and some of his Notre Dame teammates like Aaron Taylor. But I'm sitting like right behind me was Doug Peterson, Jags head coach. Right in front of me was Shad Khan, the owner for the Jags. I mean, at one point, I could have tapped on the shoulder three NFL owners. David Tepper from the Panthers was there for Sam Mills. Robert Kraft from the Patriots was there for Richard Seymour. I mean, it was really something else, you know, just to see all these people. And then obviously so many former teammates are there. You know, I was in the Jag section, so it was like Jeff Lagerman and Rich Tilsky and a bunch of guys that played with Tony in Jacksonville. Brunel obviously introduced him. Fred Taylor was there. So it was really, I think people would really enjoy just seeing all these NFL, ex-NFL guys, because everybody's very accessible. They're normal. They're just hanging out, you know, talking to each other, reminiscing, which is pretty cool. The speeches are awesome. I mean, the speeches are really, really moving. It's my favorite part because I can relate to those guys. Now, I didn't ever end up being as good of a player as they were, but I can relate to the time, effort, and sacrifice that went in to get to that level of play, as well as the amount of people that helped you along the way and that you want to show your appreciation, support, and thanks for. So I very much can relate to both of those. So I love the speeches. Loved it. Came back to the hotel. Got a little nap in. And then got another workout in. And then there was a shuttle to Tony's private party, which was at a fantastic, fantastic private residence in the Canton, Ohio area. And that was just, everything about that was amazing. I mean, it was like a wedding. He had, first of all, you got to check my Instagram and Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. The food was so good. He had a tacos and guac station, which was so good. He had a sushi station, which was amazing. He had like a Carolina pork barbecue steak. I mean, it was, honestly, I don't think there's going to be a press box food that is going to be able to touch that all year. It was amazing. By the way, Friday night's my first game already. Jets at the Eagles. Press box food from the Eagles this Friday. What is that, the 12th? You know, we'll see. Let's get off to a good start here it's press box food season. Get excited. So anyway, Tony gave a very heartwarming speech. His wife did as well. So did Shad Khan. Shad Khan, you know, the Jaguars hosted the party. And it was so well done. It was so high end. I mean, it was amazing. I hung out with Tony a bunch. I actually was talking at one point with Shad Khan and his son Tony Khan, and then Tom Coughlin came over. It's just weird. Like, you know, you don't often, first of all, I don't talk to Tom Coughlin. I don't talk to Shad Khan, let alone like in a social setting with a drink. And like, you know, I was giving Shad Khan props for hiring Doug Peterson, who I'm a big fan of, and think that was a great hire. So it's just cool to be in that setting. That was probably the coolest part. And man, I had a few big time daddy sodas from Treehouse before the party. And then I had a lot of like watermelon cucumber. I had like a watermelon cucumber drink with tequila. So good. Oh, and then for dessert, I rocked like four or five banana puddings, like banana bread pudding. So good. Gosh, that party was awesome. And then late night, out of nowhere, in comes Marcus Allen, Steve Hutchinson, Alan Faneca, Jimbo Covert, like all these other Hall of Famers showed up. I think they were, Rich Eisen came, they were like party hopping. It was unbelievable. So it was special. And it, you know, I'm just sitting there with my wife and we're talking for a long time with Tony about his family. He's got five kids. And then we were talking with Stu Gatz from Dan Le Batard was there. So we were talking with him for a while. It was just fun, man. It was really, really cool. Hopefully I get invited again by somebody, but I thoroughly enjoyed that. Which is why I want to tell you about ExpressVPN. You don't want to feel like people are watching you, right? When you use the bathroom, you close the door behind you, right? Well, if you use the internet without ExpressVPN, it's like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Internet service provider knows every single website you visit, and they sell that information to ad companies and tech giants who use your data to target you. ExpressVPN stops this. You can use it on everything. I use it on all my devices, phones, laptops, everything. Using ExpressVPN, as easy as closing the bathroom door. Fire up the app, click one button, you're protected. It's the number one rated VPN by Mashable, The Verge. So if you're like me and believe your online activity is your business, secure yourself by visiting expressvpn.com/Tucker today. You can use my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/Tucker, and you can get an extra 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/Tucker.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Ducks takes.
All right, so we talked about the whole weekend in Canton, but there was also a game on Thursday night. Your takes on, or thoughts on that game?
Bro, I actually have a question for you about this.
What's up?
The game was delayed by lightning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember in your head any games being delayed by lightning in the 80s?
No, I do not.
So I don't know if that's just because we were younger or we weren't paying attention. Somebody sent me an article that there's like more lightning storms now. It's more frequent now. I don't know if they just didn't have the same policies in place back in the 80s. I mean, I remember in the 80s, like you had to get out of the pool, you know, if it was rain, if there was lightning. But I don't ever remember one of my games, like as a kid in the 80s, being stopped for lightning. And I certainly don't remember like an NFL game or a college football game being stopped for it. I was just thinking about that the other night when the Hall of Fame game was delayed. But I don't remember it, Brian. Do you?
I really don't. No, I don't. That's a good point.
Crazy. Anyway, and it's funny because you tweet that and people are like, oh, yeah, they're just tougher then. Oh, yeah, you should just go out there and lightning. It's really one of the unfortunate aspects of Twitter, which is like the greatest information aggregator ever. At Ross Tucker NFL, at Ross Tucker Pod. It's the same issue with text messages. Like, people can't tell your tone in a text or in a tweet. So they think I'm like I wasn't making fun. I was being honest. Like, I just don't remember it that much. So anyway, I thought the Raiders looked really good. I thought Jared Stidham looked pretty good. They obviously got off to a great start. How about Josh Jacobs playing and getting a bunch of touches? He's got over $2.2 million fully guaranteed this year from the Raiders. He's presumably their starting running back. I don't think that's a good sign for him. Now, Josh McDaniels said afterwards, it's just good for backs to get some touches because what they do is so different. The tackling is such a big part of it, and they don't get that in practice. Yeah, okay, well, what about Darren Waller or Devontae Adams or Hunter Renfrow? Like, don't they get tackled? I don't really understand that logic. Four of the Raiders' five starting offensive linemen played as well. Everybody, I think, other than left tackle Colton Miller, as they felt like some of those guys needed work. I mean, they wanted those guys – to get work. I guess I would say, Bri, the thing that jumped out to me the most was probably the Jags' number one pick, Trayvon Walker. He looked good, man. He looked legit. I thought he got a BS roughing the passer call on the first play. He got a sack later. I mean, that dude has some rare, rare power, and I thought he flashed it, and I was pretty impressed. I was really impressed, actually, by Trayvon Walker. So that's probably the thing that jumped out to me the most.
Ducks takes.
Matthew Stafford of the Rams has some elbow pain that is raising some eyebrows here. This can be a problem.
Yeah, I guess Sean McVay said it's awkward. You don't really deal with it. I saw somewhere else where they said it's tendonitis. I got to get Dr. Chow on. Nobody's better. He'll give me the real deal. But this does not sound good. I mean, it's the start of the season. It's not even the start of the season. So they can probably manage it, but it sounds to me like he'd have to miss a lot of practice time, and they might just kind of be trying to get him through the year. That's not a good way to start the season. It's not a good way. It's not a good mindset going in the year to like have to start by managing an elbow. So I'm going to get Dr. Chow on hopefully this week, because I want to get to the bottom of this and make sure I know exactly what he thinks, what his six score is. That's Sports Injury Central. They actually have a score for every guy's health, which matters. I mean, you know, if you, I think I'll ask him, but I think if you just bet on the games based on like who had the better six score, I think that you would have been very profitable last year for those of you that listen to the Even Money podcast and are into betting the games.
Ducks takes.
Steelers wide receiver Deontay Johnson signs a 2-year contract that is worth $36.71 million. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
27 of it guaranteed. He gets $19 million in year one.
That's how the Steelers like to do it. You know, big bonus in year one. I really like this deal by Deontay Johnson. You know, $19 million in year one and $27 million, like he's getting life altering security, right? He was a third round pick, got a couple million dollars. Now he's getting at least $20 million this year. So he's set, right? Like he's in a great place. He's got the financial security that I think he wanted, but he also will be a free agent again in 2 years and can get a bunch more money. Well, he had 1 year left on his contract. So I guess in 3 years, he can be a free agent again while he's still really young and while the cap's way up. And I think in his mind, hopefully get even a bigger deal.
Ducks takes.
Bills sign Reggie Gilliam, 2-year extension. They activate guard Roger Saffold off of NFI. And the Browns running back Kareem Hunt reportedly requests a trade, and the Commanders sign linebacker Nate Gary.
So a couple things. The Bills signing Gilliam. So Gilliam's a special team stud. I don't think he plays that much at fullback, really. But I did a Toledo game. My first game for CBS Sports Network, Bri, was Toledo and Nevada. And Gilliam and Deontay Johnson both played for Toledo. Now they're both signing contracts. It's great news about Saffold getting off NFI. He had that car accident and rib issues. So that's a good sign. Kareem Hunt wanting a trade is just wild. I mean, the Browns got him a couple years ago after he had that horrible, horrible domestic incident. And then he was hurt last year. He barely even played. It's like, I mean, I'm sure he thinks he can go somewhere else and someone will give him more money and maybe more power to him, but it's just funny. Guys have no – he hasn't done that much in Cleveland. I guess in 2020 he had a pretty good year, but I thought that was interesting. As for Nate Gary, he's like a special teamer, versatile backup guy.
Ducks takes.
Roger Goodell designates former New Jersey Attorney General Peter Harvey to hear the Deshaun Watson appeal. Harvey, not a stranger to the NFL.
Right. So his firm does a bunch of stuff for the NFL. He does a bunch of stuff for the NFL. You'd have to think if he wants to continue to do stuff for the NFL that he'll do what the NFL wants him to do here, which they say is an indefinite suspension. But what's interesting about that is if he does that, then the NFLPA will file a lawsuit. And I just want it to stop. I just want to talk about anything else. Please no lawsuit. Whatever the punishment is, I really don't even care at this point. I just don't want a lawsuit and for this thing to drag out any more than it already has.
Ducks takes.
All right, so if the NFL wants an indefinite suspension, let's talk about this next item. Watson reportedly turned down a suspension, I guess from who then? That would have been less than a year, 12 games, and a fine between $5 and $8 million.
So they're having settlement talks, and supposedly Watson turned down that opportunity to be fined for to be suspended for 12 games and a $5 to $8 million fine. So he's made a lot of poor decisions, but for him, I think he'd rather try to fight it in court. I don't even know at this point anymore, man.
Ducks takes.
All right, one last bit of news. That's Cardinals running back coach James Saxon placed on administrative leave after a domestic battery charge.
Another one of those, Briar, where I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, just it's just a charge, so we'll see what happens. But I'm just tired of talking about domestic battery or the Deshaun Watson stuff. Let's just be better. Let's be better. Let's do the right thing. Let's treat women with respect and not touch them inappropriately in any way. It's not that hard. Bri does it. I do it. I'm assuming, hoping most of the listeners do it. Unreal. Anyway, we got the college draft tomorrow morning. Steve is back on the Even Money podcast. Should be awesome. And I'm going to try to get Dr. Chow for Wednesday. We'll see if I can. If not, I'll get somebody else. Other than that, I think we're done here.
Yeah, not so fast there.
Oh, geez. Out of practice. Shout-outs. Evergreen Economics, go-bangles.com, steakhousesports.com, humanheadnyc, Sportaculture, Pizza Boy Brewing. Probably having dinner there once this week. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.